Paul, John Cooper in Tampa called his team's predicament a five-alarm fire. What do you call those?
Three.
Okay.
One goal games. I've only seen pieces of that series. I didn't get to see the third period. So,
what is your predicament?
Well, clearly down two and one goal games. I mean, both, we're talking about two games that are tied in the third period, and it ends up being one. I had them slightly better in chances, even strength in the first, and us slightly better chances, even strength in the second. It is so tight. What's unusual is they haven't been tight straight through both games, and that's true for both teams. There's been sections of the game that each team has controlled, and in that we're both looking to get that section taken care of. And then stay in the fight, man, because you're talking about one goal games. Right? We're both really good road teams.
So when you compare one versus two, did you like one more than the other?
I liked our game yesterday better. Yeah.
They're blocking a lot of shots, it seems.
What are we, 12-6 last night? Like, there wasn't a high block game, was it?
Oh, okay.
The Corsi shot mentality, I don't think, by either team. I don't think you're getting easy looks to the net. It's not an easy thing, and they're also not blasting them into shin pads. You'll see a lot more pucks get rolled back down in the offensive zone than a D ripping it off somebody's legs. If they don't like it, they put it down. So there's not as much casual shooting to the net, right? Everything that goes to the net's fairly dangerous. You know, there's a reason for the most part. I think we can put a few more to the net on some of the lesser rushes that we have as starters, but it doesn't feel like that, and it doesn't look like that.
And it was always a fine line. Is there a higher price to pay physically too, or do you love where your team's at compete wise?
Oh, you know what? The first game was a far more physical game than game two. I think you sometimes see that in series. I think it's been a pretty disciplined series. Like, even after some of the biggest hits, there have been minor scrums, but there's very little chirping going on between the two benches. This is two good teams playing really hard. They've had the edge on us over the two, but the games are tight.
Do you need more of those casual shots on net just to get more rubber at a guy like Binnington?
Not for the point of getting more rubber at him to loosen him up, but more for what happens after we don't shoot those casual. So that if you're taking you're talking about a shot that is a low percentage shot that goes to net. The reason it's low possession is that their bodies are right, the numbers are right for them. So you're just trying to get it there. What you're looking for is some chaos off that. Not, hey, a knuckler might go in on them. So we've had, again, this is a small number. It's not a number of 15 where we're going, how the hell are we not shooting that puck, or why are we passing them? I mean, the pass from Myers back to Scheif just before they score is right. All right, I mean, he's got a big chunk of net to look at. So our decisions with that, I thought we had two or three where we tried to pass something to the inside on even numbers that didn't make a whole lot of sense.
Did you feel the game last night tightened up 5-on-5? Like, there just didn't seem to be the same kind of slot.
Correct.
Shots. That
it was just the analytics would agree with you.
And then there was, you guys had 11 high danger chances. I don't mean to get all nerdy here, but I mean.
That's what's the National Hockey League now, man. Everybody's a nerd now.
You score on one of them. I mean, so they had six, they score on one.
It's tight.
It is, right.
So it does two things. So it's tight for good reasons. They're battling hard. We're battling hard. There's nothing easy coming for either team. How do you get yourself over that edge? Well, it's one or two more plays that you think you can make, and they may be breakout plays. I'm not talking about finishing plays, just 2 or 3 minutes left. Like in game one, the offensive zone time for both teams is about 2 minutes off what they normally get, right? Neither team is getting that time. They're getting closed off. Pucks are getting spit out to the neutral zone. So it's not about opening a game up or what's the secret to getting more. I mean, if you've watched them play in the last 3 months, you're not going to get any more. We've played as well against them right now as most teams, and that's why they're tied going into the third. So we do think there's a couple of places that we can get better at. They will as well. Our special teams have been really good, and we need that to continue. And then we're going to have to find a little bit, some cleaner exits on some plays we think we can make, and just a little bit more zone time.
You've been down 0-2 before. What is the coaching mindset going into a game three where, I mean, it's I think it's 86% that teams that go down.
Yeah.
I mean, and you go down three and it's even worse. I mean,
well, I mean, you're talking about it, first of all, and somebody who's got a math degree is going to tell me I'm full of shit, but and it wouldn't be the first person. There's usually a reason that a team goes down 0-2. It's one team's a hell of a lot better than the other, and that's why the series gets finished. I look at these as two 99-point teams that are both real good and they're both real tight. And it's almost the flip of the coin, and the third flip is no bearing on the first two. So you go out there and battle, and I mean, most important, you keep that belief and that energy that you are right there, that you're in these games, and then you give yourself a chance.
Well, is Matthew Perreault an option for game three?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If your goalie stands on his head, maybe you win. If he has a great game, maybe you win. How do you expect him to respond?
Oh, I think he's going to be great tomorrow. I truly do. I mean, that's his career here. You know, if he had an off night, he got a little snarly, and he's been good. So I expect him to be at his best tomorrow.
The Jets have been getting in penalty trouble early in these periods. If you go into St. Louis, is there something you got to tell the troops just to, tone down the intensity, or are you going to bring even higher intensity and just hope it's the rest?
Yeah, I don't know that the two games are kind of related to a similar theme that we're out jacked up and taking penalties. I thought it was a slightly different feel to how the game was called. Once we picked up on that, it was clean after that, and they took more than they did in game one, so it made it even-ish.
Considering juggled at all?
Last one, guys.
Mind changes?
Always, Paul, looking for something different, right? Just a little edge. We you don't want to change your grip every time you get up to the tee box, but if you keep hooking the ball, you better make an adjustment, right?
Thanks.